listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson. We are looking at Exception, incredible anime coming from Netflix. It's really incredible. 8 episodes, if I'm not mistaken, of journey of unexpected twists and turns. First off, basically the human race have been thrown out, really driven away, forced away from planet Earth, and they have to travel to a different star system towards a planet that has similar or is capable of housing the human race, a planet called Planet X-10 in a different star system. Now this planet, of course, they have to perform some sort of terraforming in order to make it possible for the human beings to come. So there's an advance party of some sort. They aboard this incredible spaceship that looks like a bloody insect, that looks like a dragonfly, to be honest. I don't even want to know the science of how this spaceship moved from Earth to there, but I do understand that people cannot travel fast speed or something at the same time. FTL in a way. So I'm assuming the spaceship moved at FTL across the planet. And the weird part is, I don't know how it moved without a pilot, because they don't want artificial intelligence running the ship per se, because artificial intelligence, AI, is the one that ran the humans away from the planet itself. So with that being said, that means human beings cannot, will not be able to live on planet Earth. So they devise a plan to be a multi-planet species. So they decide to pack the whole human race, put them in cryopods, if I'm not mistaken, these little sleeping compartments that allow them to sleep for over 100 years plus. And the rest of the human planet will have to move slowly at a snail's pace of some sort towards Planet X. And there's advance party, but they have to prepare by doing terraforming on the planet, you know, make the planet more inhabitable. By the time the rest of the human race show up, the planet will be ready for human life, per se. So this crew of 5, there's apparently Nina, Mac, and Patty, Lewis, and Oscar. They're the 5 crewmates who are aboard this incredible ship, I'm assuming. So, how do these people get to this ship or to this location, per se, is mostly of this new advanced technology of cloning. They call it the womb 3D printing of a human being with implanted memories of the past life, in a way. So, first glance, you assume that when they're 3D printed, their old self, the actual human beings, are dead, but they're not dead. They're actually in stasis. They're sleeping, moving towards Planet X-10. And these crew members have to sort of, fulfill the mission. Terraform this planet. Now, of course, there's always plots and twists in every situation, in every story. Now, the plots and twists are truly unexpected, if you know what I mean. First of all, you do not expect to see these sort of plots and twists. When the story begins, you assume that, you know, the original human beings are dead. Now, during this 3D printing, there's some sort of glitch, some sort of a solar eclipse or something. No, not necessarily a solar eclipse, like a meteor of some sort, a flare. Yes, the sun makes some sort. Now, this flare of some sort caused some sort of a computer glitch around the ship's computing system, and sort of the ship sort of shuts down briefly for a few minutes. And one of the crew members, aka Lewis, is in the process of printing. So the womb somehow switches off for a brief second, and then he comes out in some sort of mutated state. So he becomes some sort of horned insect man with weird apparatus and looking weird, like limbs. He's a creep, a monster, really. And it starts off like he doesn't have some sort of brain activity. captivity, so they want to murder him. They want to perform euthanasia on him, kill him for his own good, so they can extract some genetic sample from him, which they would implant into the womb, and then he will be reprinted, re-cloned in a way. So they call this thing the womb because it prints them back. You die, they put your essence, your being, your DNA sample into the womb, and the womb reprints you. But the problem is, when it reprints you, it prints you back to the original memory. I mean, original memory as in the last memory that were instilled or installed by the original being. That means if you lived for 10 days, 4 days, 3 days, everything that happened during those 3 days, you will not remember it. Because apparently only the originals can imprint or store DNA material and memory at the same time. So the clones cannot, per se. And of course, the story in itself follows a stance of, is all life important? Is all life essential, per se? Because for one, Lewis is, he's a mutation, really, a genetic mutation. He's a freak, he's a weirdo. And the correct thing is to murder him and extract DNA sample and create the proper and perform Lewis, who will be essential to the mission. But the question arises that, but this type of Lewis is a living being. Yes, he may be violent. Yes, he may be eating all the food, but nonetheless, he is a living being. So should we murder a living being? That's the stance this Patty person takes. And there's a really incredible twist in the future where you get to find out more about Patty and the person she is. And of course, Lewis, the monster creature. There's a plot twist in the end. It's not really a plot twist. He becomes more conscious. He becomes more of a conscious, sentient being, which means he becomes his old self. He has features of a monster, but he's still a human deep within, and that comes to fruition when a memory is played upon him, where he considers his older self, his woman, the woman that he loves. It's the only solely mission that he joins this mission because his woman died, the actual Lewis, his woman died, and he somehow extracted her DNA sample and her memories and somehow convinced the government to allow him to clone her in a way. So that's why he agreed to do the mission. And the trick was, or the cherry on top was, if you complete this mission, you'll get to clone her. You'll get to enjoy your life with this woman. So that makes it a whole lot of fun. That makes it beautiful in a way. Now, this thing, of course, is quite extraordinary. Extraordinary in the sense that there's so many plot and twists. There are moments in this where I feel nothing but utter disappointment. I feel nothing but utter hate for the characters. But they develop in such a way that in the end is quite beautiful. But okay, without spoiling much of the show, I'll give you a few pointers and then I will close off. I don't want to spoil the show. I think you should watch it. Point one, while you're watching the show, take great notice of the character named Patty. Take great notice of the character named Lewis, the monster one and the humanoid one. Take great notice of those two. The humanoid one is the monster one, right? Yeah. Anyway, take just great notice of the Lewises. Watch them, of how they move, how they talk. It's very essential for the storyline so that you won't get blindsided too much. But it's incredible the way you get blindsided. It's quite blissful. Take a look at Nina. She will be somehow very crucial to this planet being terraformed in a way. And another thing is, there are other beings in Planet X10. There's another alien, or I don't know. Can we say there's another alien species? There's another species. The humans are the aliens because they're coming to someone else's planet and they're bloody performing extinction to them by doing this terraforming thing. So look out for Oscar. He has a great character development and he has a great realization. He becomes a great person, and then towards the end he becomes a shitty person, and then towards the end he becomes a sad person. So it's very interesting to watch. And of course, Lewis gets the girl, so that's important. The human race will show up in the end. There will be complications. There will be fights. There will be a lot of deaths. So there will be a lot of sabotage. There will be bombs, threats, knife fights. There are no guns because in this plane, they cannot. I'll leave that there. I don't want to tell you everything. So there are no form of weapons that are extremely deadly, but there is a 3D printing of a hammer that's never been used precisely to fight. This ship is huge, but there are a lot of things that I'm wondering about. How did they build the ship? Of course, they're saying AI built it, artificial intelligence, which they're abandoning, and AI has somehow influenced the crew members in a way to behave a certain way that could jeopardize the mission. But either way, this is a great anime. I think y'all should watch it. Hopefully I didn't spoil every little waking moment. I tried my level best not to spoil it. So, Exception. Incredible. Incredible. Incredible animation. And I think you should watch it. It comes from the brains of Yoshitaka Amano. If I'm saying that name. It's Yoshitaka Amano. Yeah, Yoshitaka Amano. He's a great designer. This is his baby child, per se. The animation itself, it's really incredible. I don't know. It doesn't fit the genre of... It almost fits the genre of Chinese type of anime. They have this infatuation of making 3D animation with CGI in such a way that it looks incredible. And that's what this anime tried to do. They didn't do this Western type of cartoony, gimmicky, weirdly boring animation style that the West usually does. They didn't do this exceptionally incredible, beautiful type of animation the Japanese world usually does. So it's almost as if they try to do their own style of anime in such a way that it's so colorful, so bright, so beautiful. It's truly incredible to watch. The details, it's incredible. And it's almost as if at certain stages, at certain scenes, the characters seem to be different colors. And then in a certain room, they seem to be bright and beautiful. It's just well crafted, well done. But of course, there's an issue for me with the clothing. They seem a bit moldy. It's moldish in a way. That's why it's 3D printed. So I'm assuming everything here is 3D printed. So it's got that Mandarin or Chinese style type of animation vibe to it, if you know what I mean. Anyway, thank you, and thank you for watching. But personally, I do not like this 3D fusion of anime. I prefer it to be, you know, a shift between 3D and 2D. That's my favorite type of animation. But when it's just purely 3D, I don't like it, but I really like the storyline here. I like the plots and the twists, so it was really incredible to watch. And I think everyone who takes a moment to listen to this will definitely also love the anime. So thank you for listening. Remember to support the podcast on Patreon. The link will be in the description, as always. Anyway, let's hang out another time. Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.